Radio Prague News. Czech police have arrested the executive director of the alcohol producer Likar Kadrak in connection with last week's discovery of poisoned liquor. Eight members of the far-right group National Resistance have been acquitted by a Prague district court. Telecommunications giant Telefonica Czech Republic has been issued with a 93.1 million crown fine for threatening free competition. The police have arrested Pavel Čaniga, the executive director of the liquor company Likar Kadrak, and are still searching for the head of drugs distribution company Verdana, Robert Sedlařík. The two men are suspected of endangering public health with harmful products after 7,600 bottles of rum containing 50% methanol were discovered in a storage facility belonging to Verdana at the end of last week. According to the police, the bottles were ready for distribution to stores, which could have caused a considerable number of deaths. Both Mr. Čaniga and Mr. Sedlařík denied any knowledge of the dangerously mixed liquor but failed to produce documentation for more than 56,000 liters of alcohol found in the Verdana warehouse. Mr. Čaniga is currently being questioned by the police, but no charges have been brought against him so far. The Prague 1 District Court on Wednesday acquitted eight defendants on charges of promoting and organizing neo-Nazi events. The state attorney immediately appealed the verdict and the case will now be tried in the Prague City Court. Seven men and one woman allegedly promoted the activities of the neo-Nazi group National Resistance and organized events such as marches and white power music concerts in Prague, Jihlava, and the central Bohemian region. At least four of the defendants are former members of the banned far-right group Workers' Party. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said that the government is ready to block the establishment of the single EU banking supervising agency unless the disputed proposals that could threaten the Czech financial system are resolved. Mr. Nečas made the announcement at a press conference on Wednesday, saying that given the fact that 95% of the Czech banking market is controlled by foreign banking groups, the government has to be careful with regard to EU-wide regulations. The banking supervising system is deemed to be one of the building blocks of the new banking union that EU legislators in Brussels are currently working on. According to the Czech Prime Minister, the current proposals of the supervising agency and the banking union are not satisfactory, and the Czech Republic would veto them if they were put to a vote today. The Czech Office for the Protection of Competition has issued the telecommunications giant Telefonica Czech Republic a 93.1 million crown fine for breaking fair competition rules and taking advantage of the dominant position of the then Czech Telecom to impose unfair rules for telephone services to business clients in 2001 and 2002. Chairman of the Office for the Protection of Competition, Petr Rafaj, said that the terms of the contracts provided to entrepreneurs not only threaten the growth of competition on the market, but also discriminated against this group of clients. The regulating body's decision has not yet come into effect, and Telefonica is planning to appeal. A 37-year-old former firefighter who for more than 6 months lived with two artificial pumps instead of a heart died on Saturday while awaiting a suitable donor, the Daily Blesk reported on Wednesday. The man, who had a large tumor in his heart, underwent the operation on April 3rd. Doctors at Prague's IKEM Institute removed his heart and replaced it with two pumps. The father of one became the first patient in the world to live without a palpable pulse. The head of IKEM's cardio center, Jan Pirk, said the cause of the man's death is yet to be established, but noted that the pumps worked without a problem. A Prague Court of Appeals on Wednesday upheld the guilty verdict for the controversial fugitive businessman and founder of the fraudulent Harvard funds, Viktor Kožený, and his associate Boris Vostrý. The 10-year prison sentence handed down to Mr. Kožený in absentia 2 years ago was upheld while Mr. Vostrý's was lowered to 9 years. The two men were found guilty of committing fraudulent practices that cost the fund's investors 10 billion crowns. Mr. Kojani founded the Harvard funds in the early 1990s and gained most of his capital thanks to the government's so-called coupon privatization. He is an Irish citizen and is currently residing in the Bahamas, which have so far refused all requests for his extradition. And for the weather, the coming days will be sunny and partly overcast with high temperatures between 12 and 16 degrees Celsius. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.